Hallelujah. Can we clap a little louder for the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you today. We love you, Jesus. Can we turn that clap into a hand raise and begin to pray for the lesson today and pray for the Sunday school teachers? Lord, we come to you today asking for your anointing, that you would anoint the teachers with an effective delivery, that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Let our hearts receive. Dear Lord, let us be touched in the mighty name of Jesus. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Growing up, when I would come into the schoolroom and see the projector or the TV in the classroom, I knew it was going to be a different type of day, just a different day. It was going to be a fun day. It was going to be different from the rigors of regular classroom training, but it was going to be a day where we used media. We used media to learn. And today is going to be one of those days. Today is going to be a day where I'm going to ask you to do something different. Typically, we ask you not to use your cell phone in church. Today, I'm going to ask you to get your cell phone out. Make sure that the ringers are off, but get your cell phone out. We'll be using it in church today. I was very excited, by the way, when I would walk into the class and I would see, oh, today's TV day. So, or the slides or the overhead projector. That was always a fun day. There are so many negatives and warnings today that come with mobile devices. You know, we hear a lot about the warnings of what we should stay away from and what we should not be doing on cell phones and what they create in our lives. But today, I want to focus on the positive. I want to focus on how we could use these devices as a tool for the church. And it's an effective tool. I'll be citing two resources today with some information. We'll talk about statistics a little bit. I'll put a couple of Bible verses in there and present some metrics and statistics that apply to the church today. And this is the world that we live in. In our world today, how many of you have a mobile device by a showing of hands? That's a lot of people. But according to a recent study, the average U.S. adult spends 2 hours and 51 minutes a day on his or her smartphone, which adds up to 86 hours per month. That's a lot of time spent on a cell phone. So your smartphone is millions of times more powerful than all of NASA's combined computing in 1969. The landscape of society has changed a great deal in the last 20 years since the introduction of the smartphone. So each device that you hold in your hands is millions of times more powerful than what NASA used to send a rocket to the moon. I think that's a pretty amazing fact. But I want to start with a verse today. It'll be in Psalms 144 and 1. It's a very Christian thing to do, is to start with some biblical foundation. But in Psalms 144 and 1, a psalm of David, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." So today, through the Lord's direction and anointing, I'm going to teach your fingers to fight for the Lord. There is kingdom work to be done in what society is engaged in today. There's a work to be done in what society is engaged in. Paul spoke to the churches about what was happening in that day. In that day in the churches, he gave them instruction. Now, the gospel has not changed, but approaches to soul winning and connecting with the unchurched have changed, and that's driven on what we use today. You know, we're not riding around on horses anymore. We're not walking great distances. We're using different means of communication to talk to one another. In Luke 14 and 23, "And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways," that's the urban areas, "and the hedges," that's the rural areas, "and compel them to come into my house, that my house may be filled." As servants of God, we are commissioned to go out and to compel the lost or the unchurched to come to his church or to come to church, that this building may be filled. He tells us in this verse to go to the highways or the urban areas. Those are heavily populated metropolitan areas. And the hedges, those are rural, sparsely populated locations. We call it the country. Go to the city and go to the country and compel them to come into the house that it may be filled. This is for everybody. And the focus of this lesson today will be surrounded by the question, how can we accomplish this through social media? My title today is Advancing the Kingdom Through Social Media. It's not only unsafe today to walk from door to door to anyone's house, but statistics say that only 1% of growth in today's church can be attributed to this outreach method. So those days of door knocking, and I haven't been in the church so long, been in the church 10 years, but I have knocked doors, and that's always a fun event, and it's almost like a badge of honor for us as we've went out and we've knocked doors. Never been really successful with that, always been scared of getting bit by a dog or had people tell me mean things or just crack the blinds open and not answer the door. But it's not an effective means of outreach. 1% of the church is compelled to come into the house through that means of outreach. And according to Dr. David Bernard, he is the general superintendent of the UPCI. According to his book, Growing a Church, it lists family and friends as the most productive way of attracting new converts. 44% of new converts come into the church, and these are metrics that he's captured and he's data mined for years. 44% of his new converts are family. 34% of his converts are friends. So that's a combined total of 78% of converts will come from family and friends. And that's where social media comes into play. Facebook, it's our family and our friends. And if they're spending 2.5 hours a day looking at Facebook, looking at their mobile devices, there's some opportunity there for them to see the effective ministry of our church through social media. Amen? Here are some other statistics, and this will be from Pew, which is a site or a company that gathers statistics, and then they pattern it, and they show some of the patterning and share it. And they've been around for a while, and their statistics are ones that I trust and rely on, but I'll share those with you. As has been the case since the center began surveying about the use of different social media in 2012, Facebook remains the primary platform for most Americans. Roughly 2/3 of U.S. adults, that's 68%, now report that they are Facebook users. 2/3 of the adult population report that they are Facebook users, and roughly 3/4 of those users access Facebook on a daily basis. Along with being the most popular social media site, Facebook users also visit the site with high levels of frequency. So 2/3 of adults in the United States use Facebook, and then they use it with high frequency. So our society is on Facebook, and they're on Facebook a lot. 86 hours a month, that device, 86 hours people are staring into that device a month. There's opportunity there. There's opportunity to present them with some visual insights to what the church is doing, some positive reinforcements, some biblical truths. 75% of male internet users are on Facebook, as well as 83% of female internet users. These are outliers. These are high numbers. This is a high number of amount of people that use this platform. 91% of social media users are accessing social channels via mobile devices. The other 9% are at home on their computers, their desktops. So the majority of people are using their phones to access social media. Facebook continues to be the most widely used. 79% of American internet users use Facebook. And I know that people can become bored or maybe lose focus, but stick with me for a moment. I'm laying foundation. This is a high amount of people that are using these platforms. The Bible says in Luke 16, verse 8, "And the Lord commended the unjust steward." The Lord commended the unjust steward, not the just steward, "because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in this generation wiser than the children of the light." And when I first came across this verse, it's hard to stomach, because it's saying that the children of this world are wiser than the children of the light. And as we see how the world uses social media in this day, there's many things that the church can glean from how they use it. If you would look at how Coca-Cola uses social media, anytime you see the Coca-Cola logo, you're familiar with that brand. And they do things using their social media to lure people to buy Coca-Cola. And essentially, that's what we're doing with our social media, is we want to compel them to buy the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're looking for opportunity. We're looking to present them with opportunity and a connection to come into the doors of the church. The ultimate goal is to be in the local assembly, in the walls of the building. So it's not to have a virtual church and to have Grace Point here and then virtual Grace Point. It's to compel them to come into the house that it may be filled. While nothing replaces human interaction, through social media, the audience of opportunity has increased exponentially. Here today, it looks like we have maybe 65 people in the audience. In 3 seconds, I could post something and have an audience of 80,000. 80,000 local people. That's the exponential. That's spreading like the Holy Ghost spread on the day of Pentecost. 3,000. So, and that happens through social media platforms. And while we see the world capitalizing on this means of marketing, as the church goes, there's plenty to harvest from looking at these statistics. Egypt has given gold to Israel to build the tabernacle since Moses led them out of Egypt. So the Lord will use the world to provide a means for the church. We can adapt things that the world has perfected. They are wiser in this day than the children of light, and then make those crooked ways of the world straight by using their business model to help market and compel people to come into this house. We must strive to be wiser than the children of this world in this generation. As the church should be wiser. We should have a grip on what it takes to compel them into this house. And we should be modern. We should be modern. The days of brush arbors are no longer here. The days of standing on the roadside, you know, with boards on the front and back of you, saying Acts 2:38 are no longer here. Those were very effective means of reaching the lost at that time, but this is not the time we live in. It's 2018. As the apostolic message goes forth unchanged into the 21st century, we have changed the approach, not the message. The message has never changed. We know there's only one God. We know there's only one way to be baptized, and you must be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to go to heaven. So that will never change. But the approach in how we compel them to come into the house has changed. And it's changed drastically as we view the landscape of society today. It's changed drastically. We are able to give the unchurched, that's the sinner or the lost soul, a firsthand look at Pentecost through social media. They can go to our Grace Point Lakeland Facebook page, our Instagram page, and all these other platforms that we use, and they can see how we worship. They can see how we pray. They can see the laying on of hands, how we baptize. It's so important. When we baptize somebody, not only are we excited, but we share that on social media. And the world sees that. And our family and our friends that are on the fringes of being connected with us see, oh, well, what's going on? Someone's got baptized today. We'll put the scriptures up there. They're going to see Acts 2:38. But we're right there on the fringe reaching our family and friends. 44% of converts come from family. 34% come from friends. That's our target-rich environment. Family and friends, co-workers. How we dress. We're a holiness church. They need to see that we're holy and not misunderstand what holiness means. And for those of you that have been in church for a while, you know that what I'm talking about. We're a holiness church. Our platform's holy. Our altars. They need to see sinners and saints in our altars. We share the altar. The altar is for the sinner. It's not for the saint. People need to see that. Sinners connecting with God at our altars. The plan of salvation seated into their minds that we share on social media. I was just speaking of that. They can see the plan of salvation, and we never know what that small seed that was planted that will come to the forefront of their mind when they come into the apostolic anointing, into a church service. I remember what they were talking about. I saw that. I saw that. Acts 2:38, I've seen that. All of these things I mentioned above are happening, and they're happening through these ministries, and they're happening in homes and in workplaces and restaurants and wherever people go. Everywhere I go, someone's in their phone, almost running into things. You know, you go to Busch Gardens or you go to Disney World or wherever you go, myself included. You know, people are walking around this way. They're in this device. We have an opportunity here. We have opportunity. We must be wise in keeping up with the resources helping us to reach the lost. In 2018, social media is a virtual brush arbor. It's a virtual brush arbor. It's where people gather as groups, where revival can be ignited. We could ignite revival. And if any of you were here in 2016, October, we had created an event on Facebook, and it was for Trunk or Treat, which is a church version of trying to get kids to a safe place on that date. But we did that at this church. Do you guys remember how many people were here? 300, 400, something like that. We created an event on Facebook. We shared it. We got the church to get on board and share that event. And we had like, I can't even remember the number. I do remember how nervous I was because I was ministering that Sunday. I thought all these people were going to come into the house. But it was a ton of people. It was a ton of people. And we did that. Yes. But it was a ton of people. And that was accomplished through social media invites. And then we asked, you know, as a group was mingling in the crowd, we were asking, hey, how did you find out? Repeat answer was social media, Facebook. Social media, Facebook. We must understand how to communicate where the present day world convenes. 91% of people are using mobile devices. 2/3 of America is on their cell phones and on Facebook at the same time. We must understand how to communicate with them, how to engage with them. You know, if we rely, I work in Tampa. I can invite my coworkers, but I'm a distance away. We have to use means that help us communicate locally, you know, help us communicate with Lakeland, the Lakeland area, unchurched. Hebrews 10 and 25, not forsaking, and I'm going to keep going back to this, but not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So it's not to forsake the assembling. That's not what we're trying to accomplish here. We're not to forsake the assembling. As a local church, our brand, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It should be a representation of the church. First and foremost, we are promoting the gospel of Jesus presented at our church, not individual viewpoints. New visitors should be connected immediately with our page. We have a slide that rolls in the announcements that says, check into Facebook. Have you checked into Facebook lately? There's an opportunity here. We need to be filling that small window of opportunity with apostolic truths and a godly representation of Christian character, shining our lights. I have a slideshow now. I'll be going through, I think I have 16 slides on my deck, but I want to walk us through a couple of things using social media. And it's not all Facebook related, but if you can get your device out and power it up, I know not everyone has Facebook, but we're going to start at Google. And Sister Jessica, if you could fire that first slide, we'll go through these slides, and I'm asking that you take this opportunity. Here we go. Okay. Google search. So pretty much everyone should have Google. If you would go right to Google on your phone and you see the red box, in that red box, type Grace Point, Lakeland, Florida into the search bar. Sister Rochelle will be giving me a hand. If you're stuck in any place, wave your hand. Yep. So once you type Grace Point, Lakeland, Florida into the search bar, this should populate. Is everybody there? Amen. Amen. Okay, the next slide. While we're waiting on the next slide, this is getting us to where our church is. So Google is a site where people go daily and they search out whatever they want. So through Google, you can go back. There we go. So once you've typed in Grace Point Lakeland into the search bar, you will see Grace Point, and that's our church. You see where the red box is. At the red box, this is where reviews happen. So in this day and in this age, people are driven by reviews. You can go to any location you want. You can go to any restaurant and type it into Google and read the reviews and see what others think. This is an opinion, an unbiased opinion of others, and how they feel about this particular location. So with our church, If you will click on Grace Point and you'll see 5 stars pop up. Can you go to the next slide, sis? There. So these 5 stars, one being the least favorable experience, 5 being the greatest favorable experience. I believe we have a 5-star church. How many of you believe we have a 5-star church? Could you clap your hands into a 5-star Grace Point church? We got people that open the doors for us. We have automatic paper towel dispensers. The air conditioner's just set right. We've got purple lights behind us. The musicians are awesome. The ministers, we've got so many ministers and so many different styles of ministry. Pastor and Sister McGuire, this is a 5-star experience. Amen? Okay, well, there you go. 5 stars. If you will select the 5 stars, they'll light up yellow. Everybody with me? Anyone need some hands? Anyone need a hand? Raise your hand. Sister Rochelle will help. So once you've selected 5 stars, it will populate this. That's my name right there. And you'll describe your experience. Describe your experience at Grace Point. Write down, it'll take 50 characters. Write what you like about Grace Point, the things that you feel would be valuable information for someone that's looking our church up. Statistics say that someone will visit our website 8 times before they will walk into the door. So as they're looking for our website, they will read these reviews and want to know. And if people say, it was boring, very hot inside, nobody told me hello, they wouldn't come. But if people are describing an awesome experience, they're more apt to come and visit us, to compel them to come into this house that it may be filled. Are we about done writing reviews? Are y'all writing reviews? Okay, upper right-hand corner of that, go back one more time, Jess. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see the red box. It'll say submit. We currently have 6 reviews before we had started this exercise today. The more reviews we have, once someone would type in church into Google locally, the way Google handles it is it goes based on reviews and based on the rating of reviews. So someone that has just moved to Lakeland and types church into their search bar, the more reviews you have and the more searches you have, your church is higher on the list. So they would see our church before they would see other churches in the local area, and that's a good thing. Once you've written a review, hit submit. You can go to the next slide. Now we're going to Facebook. Now that everyone's written a review for Google, I appreciate you guys holding on. So now we're going to Facebook. If everybody would open up the Facebook application. And in the top of the Facebook application, you'll see the red box, and it's around the search area. Type Grace Point Lakeland in that search box. Once you've done that, hit enter, and you can go to the next slide. Once you've typed Grace Point Church Lakeland in the search bar, you will see our church populate. Everyone see the red box? That's our church, and that's our church's fan page. There's a thumb that'll be in the right-hand portion of the screen. If it is white, that means that you have not liked our page yet. If you will click it and make it turn blue, Pastor will be very happy. So will I. And it's important, if you have not liked our page yet, and I know not everyone uses Facebook, and for those of you that are not on Facebook, I apologize. And for those of you that are not comfortable or familiar with using media and media devices, I apologize for that once again. But what's important about metrics is we have to target the 80%, the 91%. So I do apologize if this might not be the day for you, and I'm all about teaching scriptural, biblical deep truths, and I think you guys know that from my ministry, but this is very important. This is so important. It's a big piece of it. So if you have not liked the page, please hit the thumbs up, turn it blue, and then click on Grace Point Church. That'll be the next slide, sis. Here we go. So we reviewed on Google, and now we're going to review the church on Facebook. Remember, in this day and age, everything is review-based. So people read reviews. On Facebook, we have 36 reviews. So I'm counting reviews before the service, and I'm hoping that at least we see some increase there. But at the top portion of the bar, you'll see reviews. It's in the red. Click over that. Once you click review, you'll see the green bar that says write a review. It'll be the same thing as what we did with the Google review. 5 stars, 1 being the least, 5 being the greatest. You can go to the next slide. There you go. How was Grace Point Church? The red box. I hated it, 1. I didn't like it, 2. It's okay. 4, I liked it. 5, I loved it. I loved it. I reviewed it and put 5 stars. I love church here. I love my church. And I love the Saints of Grace Point. And I love the pastor. And I love the Lord. There we go. So you'll put whatever star assignment you want to put there, and then you'll go to the next screen, Jess. Go back. From there, once you put the 5 stars, it'll give you a description. And in that description, go ahead and write a review for the church, 50 characters or more. If it doesn't want to let you submit or select, that means that you have not inputted enough characters. Write more than 1 sentence. Praise God. Am I moving too fast? Is everyone through? Does anyone need any more time to finish their review? Yay? Nay? Okay, we'll go on to the next slide. Next slide. This is going, after you've submitted your review, go back to the Grace Point Lakeland fan page. When everyone's there, say amen. Amen. And you see the green circle. We are now going to share our page. We are going to share our church page by selecting the green circle. Once you select the green circle, next slide, you will see invite friends to like this page. Please take a moment and think and meditate on 3 people that are family or friends that you would like to invite to see our page. Remember, 44% of converts are family. 34% of new converts are friends. If you could select 3 people, hit invite friends to like this page, and then the next slide, Jess. Right there. Your friends will be populated in alphabetical order by first name. You could look for those friends and select the box. It'll go blue. If you could think about 3 friends that you feel would benefit from seeing our church page. That'll take a little bit of time. I'll pray for a second. Dear Lord, please lay upon our heart 3 people that we could select to be invited to our church page. There we go. It's that simple. Somebody that lives in this area, somebody that you've been thinking about, somebody that we visualized at prayer meeting about stepping foot into the door, that family member that you've been wanting to come. And once you've done that, it'll say done up at the top. Go to the next slide, please. It'll say done. So I'll give you a couple minutes to do that. And you can always, as the Lord would lay it upon your heart, as you would remember people, go back to the page and invite additional people. You don't have to stop at 3. You could invite all of your friends, but invite people that live close and could actually come to the church. Don't aggravate them with it. They'll unfriend you. Yes. Brother Keith is 1 person that I know doesn't have Facebook, and that's okay. But Brother Keith, trust me, he knows what's going on Facebook because we talk all the time, and I think that we all do. Did you see what they posted on Facebook? Can you believe that? But I want you to think about that today and look at that today as not the negative of what did they post, but the positive. Did you see the church? Did you see that we baptized somebody today? Did you see the video with them going down in the name of Jesus? Did you see that? Did you see us on live stream? Did you see the people from California and Oregon and the East Coast that saw our ministry on live stream? That's how I want you to look at it, not the negative. So we're going back to this page, the red box. The red box is learn more. If you will click that, it will go to our webpage. gracepoint.info, it's a great page. If you haven't been there, this is how you get there. Click the Learn More button. And go to the next slide, please. There we go. What an awesome page. Sister Esther, Brother Josh out there worshiping, Brother Ryan on the drums, back when the kit was around him. And there is a click to begin button surrounded in green. Once everyone's at the web page, could you say amen? Amen. Click that button. And it opens up the web page. Go back one slide. Click that button to begin. Yes. And advance the slide. So once you begin, if you will look at the web page, you could scroll down and it'll say about or who we are. You could read who we are and what our beliefs are on the opening to the web page. And if you scroll down even further, you will see recent sermons. Please take time to read who we are. And when people are asking questions, you could direct them to the web page and say, hey, look, you could read about who we are, what our beliefs are, what our doctrinal beliefs are, how we worship, and the ministries of the church. You could also on our webpage scroll down and see recent sermons. I selected last week's sermon by Brother Patrick, and I clicked on it. When I clicked on it, this box pops up, and we have the ability to listen to sermons during the week, not just in the event when we want to lay out a church, but we could be on the way to work on Monday and listen to a sermon, or we can go to past sermons and listen to it. This bar pop up in the red. You hit play, and it'll go over the Bluetooth into your car or on your headphones. It's pretty neat. Goes back to a year and a half ago of archive sermons. And we'll go to the next slide. We're getting close. It's almost to the end. I know that this is rigorous. Right here. This is the latest ministry that we've had. Live stream. How many of you saw the live stream on Wednesday? I saw a couple of people. A couple of people were able to see the live stream from home. But here recently, we've just added that to our church. So now we are live streaming. It'll be the Wednesday night services and the Sunday 12 o'clock p.m. services. So this is another opportunity where you could share our sermons with someone that's been on your mind and let them see the ministry of the church. They would be comfortable with seeing the pastor. When they come in, they'd be like, yeah, I saw you on Facebook. And it wouldn't be the weirdness that can happen when you first introduce people to the pastor. Not that he's weird, but I'm talking about first time meeting. You know what I mean? On the first time when you meet someone, it's if you haven't ever seen him, now they'll know his face and appreciate his humor. So here we go. Join us. Here's Pastor from last Wednesday, and there's the red box again. Share. If any of you are still there, you could share this live stream video with your friends or on your news feed page. How about that? Click share, and then either write something in the post, or you could share it privately. That's all I have for the PowerPoint. And I want to come back to the Lord saying to compel them from the byways and the hedges and to use today's technology, to use today's technology for our benefit. This is something that doesn't cost us any money. This is something that we could use to help the church, to promote events that we have going on. We have Easter that's right around the corner. If you guys see that the church has shared something or shared invites, please help us and share these events and share these events with your friends. And it could, you never know, when you're going to see that person that you shared it with come through the doors, it'll be a high level of excitement. You could win people to come into the house of the Lord and they could be under the anointing and be saved. Their lives could forever be changed eternally from these actions. So that's it. That's all I have. If we could stand and end with a small moment of prayer.